Well, we are out in Geneva and at the home of Illinois PGA teacher Pat Lemsky. Pat, how you doing? Welcome to Golfers on Golf.
Thanks, Rory. I appreciate it.
It's quite a facility. I've never been here before, but you have several simulator bays and putting greens and all sorts of other things. And tell us a little bit about how you brought your business to this location and what you have to offer.
So we've got six hitting bays, and we use the TrackMan technology on all of them. I'm from Geneva, so I've always been in the area, and I was the head pro at Geneva Golf Club. So when the space came open and I knew I wanted to teach full time, we came out here and we were able to set up shop here. You can book time on the website for an hour. You can do 2 hours if you want to play simulator golf with some buddies on the golf course. I also offer instruction, and there's also some memberships as well.
Well, you've been here for a little while, and tell us about the concept of just trying to take a space like this and develop it in the way that you have, because it's more than just golf. You look around, and you've got a little history in here, too.
Yeah, I tried to make the space feel like, you're coming into a living room, and it feels like you're at home, and you're able to relax, and in a kind of a low-key atmosphere. I've got an old 1960 Zenith stereo, and there's music playing generally in the background, and people, a lot of times I've got a record collection, and people will request certain records or put them on themselves and while they're practicing or playing. And I'm also, you know, the idea was during COVID, I sort of was looking for something more nostalgic, and there's a lot of mid-century modern furniture in here, and a lot of like old Sports Illustrateds that I have framed on the walls, and it just gives you a feeling of kind of going back in time a little bit and just taking people's minds off kind of what's, you know, happening in the outside world. And once you come inside here and just want to hit golf balls or play, you know, on the golf course and enjoy yourself.
Well, it seems like the kind of place that Arnie and Jack would have been comfortable in 40, 50 years ago if they were up north and in the middle of winter and looking for a place to practice their game a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I'm kind of a history buff and, enjoy the history of the game and trying to keep those traditions alive. And, I've got some Masters memorabilia, and there's some Sports Illustrated covers of Nicklaus and Trevino and whatnot. So, yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about, I know you offer some instruction here, and you have people that come in and just practice on their game, but tell us about how things have evolved in recent years for studios like this. It's not just a matter of coming in and hitting balls. There's ways to track your own statistics. There's ways to play top 100 golf courses. And of course, the big thing now is most people don't just go out and buy clubs in the store sight unseen almost or untested. They go get fitted and get their numbers so they make sure they buy the right brands and they buy the right clubs for them.
Yeah, I mean, the technology allows people to come in the wintertime and work on their game and kind of, you know, with the TrackMan, you can see all the different data points that help you, you know, learn the cause and effect of, you know, the shots you're hitting with like the club face and the swing path and, you know, launch angle and all that kind of stuff. It's useful to, you know, have that information, and there's video where you can make some corrections and kind of understand, you know, what's going on with your swing. And actually, ultimately, it makes you become a feel player. You know, once you understand, you know, like what a five path and a 2.5 face feel like, then you can kind of groove that and take it to the golf course. You know, in the golf underground, there's people that come in for that kind of practice sessions and whatnot. And there's also folks that just want to come and play on the golf course, you know, and there's TrackMan has its own library of courses. There's over 200, and, you know, there's some other things you can do on it. There's some testing, what they call the combine, which is a 60-shot test, which takes you through your whole bag, and you can learn sort of your distances and compete against, you know, other people around the world, really, and, you know, just also against yourself.
Well, Pat, I see some of your junior students have had some success. Tell us about working with the kids and watching them try to compete at the high school level for state championships or maybe get that college scholarship and go on and play at the next level.
Yes, we've had, I've got right now six students that are actually playing Division I college golf And it's kind of been sort of a goal of mine since I got into teaching full-time in 2014 to kind of develop some players that want to play college golf and beyond. We've got, well, there's several. Catherine Lemke is at Creighton University, and she actually was the individual champion last year for the Big East Conference. Emma Carpenter, she's at the University of Minnesota, and she finished fourth at the Illinois Women's Open a couple years ago. Sarah Arnold, she's at Western Kentucky. She won the U.S. Women or the Illinois Women's Am back in 2019, and she was also on the state championship team at St. Charles North back in 2018. And her teammate, Katie Nicola, also was on that state championship team. She was a student of mine starting when she was 8 or 9 years old, and now she's playing at the University of South Dakota. And she also was the Chick Evans champion a few years back. So we've had some nice successes the last few years, and you know, I want to keep building on that. And you know, the way it works is you do some individual lessons, and you also mix in some group stuff, and so the kids are playing games and having fun, but you also have to have the technique, you know, to play at that level. So it's kind of a inclusive way to approach it.
Well, I would say now that the fall golf high school season is over, some of your students that want to be good again next year when they go back to high school again, and or have already spun the dial and they've got their diploma, they're getting ready for college, are in here working on their game here in the off season to be ready for the next year of school golf, whether it's high school or collegiate.
Yeah, I've got quite a few high school students that do, like, you know, these monthly practice plans, and they unlimited, where they come in and they're hitting balls quite a bit and working on the game. You know, this is when you can get the hard work done in the wintertime with technique and grooving your swing, so when you come out in the spring in the outdoor season, you're ready to go. I should mention Catherine Marshall, who is a senior at Caneland High School. She's going to be heading out to Creighton University to also play with Catherine Lemke, who I mentioned a few minutes ago. She's one of the kids that's in here all the time working hard on her game. And of course, I didn't want to exclude anybody from the list of students, but Catherine, she also helps me out and works a little bit too. She spends a lot of time here, so her dedication's paying dividends. She finished sixth at the state tournament this last year, and I think Creighton's going to be happy to have her.
As you watch the kids progress, how much of it can be instruction, and how much is it today? People, you know, it's amazing. You hear seniors say, I'm hitting the ball better now than I did 20, 30 years ago. How much has the equipment change played a role for kids, and maybe even juniors, keeping them a little more interested in the game because they play better now with the type of equipment that's out there? And is the winter time maybe the best time if you're going to change equipment or get new clubs?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think you want to be practicing with the equipment you're going to have come next outdoor season right now, so you're working with it all winter. I'm a firm believer in having good technique, and, you know, equipment's important, but if no matter what you're hitting with, I mean, if your technique is good, it's going to translate to whatever equipment you have. It's also important to have the proper fitting equipment, of course, especially if you're going to play at a competitive and a high level. So we do some club fitting with Wilson Golf. Ed Garland, the custom club maker over there, is a good friend of mine and does really excellent work with fitting equipment, and he's working on some stuff with some of the tour players as we speak. So we do some of that as well.
Let me ask you about the golf ball. There's a lot of debate these days. We hear even some of the older famous players talk about rolling back the golf ball and doing things like that. But as people get fitted for clubs, it seems like one of the questions that I still hear, people are saying, well, I'm playing Titleist clubs, should I be playing a Titleist golf ball? Or I'm playing Callaway clubs, should I be playing a Callaway golf ball? Or the same goes with TaylorMade or things like that. Do you think it's important to play the same brand of golf ball as the same brand of clubs you have in the bag?
Not unless you got an endorsement deal. But honestly, it doesn't matter. I think what you would like to do is actually kind of do some ball testing, and you could do it on the TrackMan to kind of see what ball is performing best for you with, like, spin rate and, you know, launch and that kind of stuff. Because, you know, if you're a low ball hitter and you need to get a little more, you know, height on your shots, you can kind of see which ball is going to help you do that. It's all, there's a number of reasons. I mean, you know, there's price point, there's, you know, durability to the balls, how much spin you want to get. I don't think you don't need to play Titleist irons and Titleist golf ball if you don't want to, you know.
Finally, just again, tell us where you're located here so that people can find you, and website information, phone number, and any social media things you've got going on.
We're located in the Geneva Commons, 530 Commons Drive in Geneva, Illinois. We've got winter leagues going on starting in January, and the website is golfunderground.net. There's gift certificates available for Christmas gifts and whatnot. And there's, you know, so the website, you can purchase everything there. You can make the tee times on the website, book your time there. And there's also information on parties and group events as well.
The website, where do we find it?
It's golfunderground.net.
Pat Lemsky, thanks for being our guest here on Golfers on Golf.
Thanks very much, Roy. I appreciate it.